sorry.
Good morning.
Morning to you.
Afternoon, sir.
In your packet, you received a memo addressed to Todd from myself. It was dated July 27th. And it's basically a summation of the discussion after the public hearings on Ocean Atlantic Communities LLC being changed to zone 1769 and conditional use 2012. And the report makes reference to the discussion about need for additional information, the motions that took place on both applications. Mr. Moore stated that the public will be given the opportunity to comment on the additional information requested and submitted, and that would be for a 15-day period of time for written comments after this information is reported to you today.
Okay.
So the record would remain open for 15 days. The packet includes copies of letters from myself to Catherine Durant, project manager with Denrick Site Investigation and Restoration Section. It also includes reference to a letter to, was actually sent to Troy Vessel, or Bristol, excuse me, project engineer with DLDOT, and it was responded to by William Brockenbrough Jr., county coordinator with DLDOT, in reference to questions raised by council about DLDOT. So, reference to the location on Route 1 and 2 of this project. Mrs. Durant provided response and attached a proposed plan of remedial action for the Hudson Pit. The proposed plan for remedial action gives references to why they're doing what they're doing and what it takes to clean up the site with maps, photographs, or aerial photographs, excuse me, some areas and pockets of consideration. Then there's also a copy of the legal notice for a proposed plan of remedial action for the Hudson Pit site. And then the last part was a copy of my letter to Mr. Bristol with DLDOT, and Mr. Brockenbaugh's comments and what he did in his response was raised a question that I raised in my letter to him, to Mr. Bristol, and then gave the response for DLDOT. And there's a series of three questions that were raised based on comments I heard from counsel and then his response. So you have that for your consideration, and it would now, once the council accepts this action or report, then it's available to the public to respond to and written comments for 15 days, as reported by Mr. Moore.
Who has 15 days? The public?
The public had 15 days to provide me with written comments.
Right.
Once that deadline, which today is the 4th, should be the 19th.
Okay.
And that would give them until
until
the 19th to respond. And then I would again report back to council with what we received in the public comment.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. I would like to point out that those comments are concerning the information right. that we received
from
here.
From Denver.
Right. It is not anything mm-hmm. else.
It's not right. general. It's just right. for that purpose.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. More questions to council?
We have to defer on this one.
Well, we're just taking information.
We're just getting
information. Yeah, we're just receiving.
Okay.
You just accept the comments that we received.
Oh, sure. There's 15 more days.
Oh, yeah. So you have to have a motion, I don't believe.
No. Mm-hmm. No. Can't do anything for 15 no. days anyway.
Right.
You read it, we've got it in, and
thank
we've got 15 days from today, Everett.
That is correct.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Ashman.
Bob's younger brother.
Guessing you have no clue. You.
Something with the clicker is what Sarah was telling me. There you go.
He got her.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I'm here before you today to request permission to prepare and post notices for an expansion of the Dagsboro-Frankford Sanitary Sewer District for three parcels. The three parcels are located along Omar Road near Honolulu Road. We have a letter from the owner of the properties requesting annexation. The owner also owns the adjacent mobile home park, manufactured home community, and has proposed connection access from the existing lines in that community. The expansion will consist of the three parcels totaling approximately 0.97 acres, and the parcels will be responsible for system connection charges of $6,800 based on rates from July 1, 2015 till June 30, 2016. There's a public hearing scheduled tentatively for September 15th at 10:15 in council chambers.
Okay. You have a motion?
I do have a motion.
Doesn't the applicant still own the two on the corner?
I don't know that he owns these two.
Okay.
He hasn't requested those. He has a connection point back here, so he can come in and get easements across the backs.
Okay, to connect to those other two, where would you do it if somebody came in after this was all said and done? You have another place for the...
We actually have proposed infrastructure in Thatcher's, along Thatcher.
Okay, would that be the cheapest way for those, that person? Because...
Yeah, that or in Honolulu.
Okay.
Thanks.
I didn't want to go around them somehow or something.
Yeah. Eventually, we go out on our road the whole way, but this is a connection for him to reach now. Be it moved that Sussex County Council, based on a recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, authorizes the Engineering Department to prepare and post notices for the extension of the Dagsboro-Frankfurt Sanitary Sewer District boundary to include the parcels of Durazio and Too Many Incorporated as presented on August 4th, 2015.
Yeah, I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Dever. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Dever.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlen.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
We got the motion carried. Thank you, sir. Joe Wright.
Thank you for being here.
Route 54 Sewer District Expansion.
Good afternoon.
Yes.
Good afternoon.
You're always right, right? the item I have today is for Contract 14-10, Route 54 Expansion of the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District. This is for the award of a design contract with Hazen and Sawyer. The public hearing for the Route 54 expansion was held on June 2nd. That was actually the second public hearing, as we had a request to extend the district. And with that approval, we moved on to negotiate a contract with Hazen and Sawyer. We're requesting approval of the base agreement and task order number one for Hazen and Sawyer. Hazen and Sawyer was selected as one of the miscellaneous consultants that we did last year, end of 13, I think it was, one of the seven firms. This will be their first assignment under that selection. The scope of services was provided and attached along with the price of proposal in the amount not to exceed $149,608.05. The design services include engineering design, topographic survey, subsurface investigation, environmental delineation, permitting, construction cost estimating, and agency approvals for approximately 5,800 linear feet of gravity sewer. A preliminary engineering report and an environmental report will be provided as required by USDA and DNREC as conditions of those funding agencies.
You have a motion?
I do. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that the Sussex County Council approve the base agreement for engineering services with Hazen and Sawyer, along with attachment A for design services for project 14-10, Route 54 expansion of the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District in an amount not to exceed $149,608.05, effective today, August 4th, 2015.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on a motion?
Yes.
Mr. Arlen.
Actually, how many bids did we receive for this?
Well, this isn't a bid as far as Hazen and Sawyer for professional services. We selected through a RFP process.
Okay.
We had, I don't want to tell you the wrong number because it's been a bit of time, but we ended up selecting seven different firms.
Okay.
And within a five-year period, we can select any one of those firms. You do not actually take bids from each of them. We're trying to basically share the work among the seven firms based on their expertise and other work that we've provided them.
Okay.
So Hazen was selected again. This is their first. They finished very highly among those top seven.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Are we allowed? Wilson. We're not really allowed to take bids for engineers, are we?
Well, it's not a bid. Again, it's a request for
proposals. I don't think we're allowed to do that.
As professional services, the way it is to do it, I'm sorry, is requesting for proposals, and you select the services, and then you assign the contract.
Right.
And then after that time, you know, you have discussions, of course, about the different elements of their salary, the hours that it's going to take them to do it, and so forth.
Any more questions? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Dever.
Yes.
Mr. Cole. Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
We have motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mrs. Jennings, grant requests.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have three grants for your consideration. The first one is Camp Possibilities Foundation. They are requesting a sponsorship of $2,300 for Sussex County youth with type 1 diabetes to attend a summer camp in Maryland. Any given day camp at camp, children will frequently interact with medical staff and counselors where personalized information about managing diabetes is shared with them. There have been no past grants to this organization. This grant would qualify for a countywide youth grant.
Is there any support to give $2,300 for these kids to go to that camp? And there are Sussex County residents that will be leading here. And it's countywide. I mean, nobody's picking them from any particular school.
It's $2,300 is what they're asking.
Is that a motion?
That would be a motion.
From the countywide youth
grant. Countywide youth grant, yes.
Second. Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver. To grant $2,300 to Camp Possibilities Foundation for camp expenses out of the countywide youth grant.
Where's the camp?
Where's the camp?
Camp is in Maryland
the
somewhere.
The camp is in Maryland.
Camp Ramblewood in Darlington, Maryland.
You ever been there?
And these children that have type 1 diabetes are all age 8 through 15. They're all Sussex County residents.
Type 1.
The ones the other one. Our money will be used for that.
Yeah.
Right.
Any more questions?
Yes.
Mr. Arnett?
Just to reconfirm, the $2,300 is to send two children? Is that correct?
Two children. Their hope is it is to send it two children with the $2,300. That is correct.
Okay. Their hope to send two?
Two. They might be able to if they can get other sponsorships. These are for the low income ones with the diabetes to help them fund the camps.
Okay.
Only two.
Type 1.
More questions? We'll take a vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arnett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Motion carried.
Next one is Oak Orchard Riverdale American Legion Post 28 is requesting $4,424 for goalposts for their Delmarva rugby team. All games are open to the public and average 40 to 50 people per game. There have been no past grants for their team.
What would you like to do? They're looking for $4,000, but I'll give $1,000 if you want to give $1,000.
Oh, I'll chip in.
We'll do $2,000 and we'll help with half a goalpost.
Yep.
There you go. That'll be interesting.
Or just motion, one end of the field. This one.
Motion,
just
Mr. One. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver, to grant $2,000 to the Oak Orchard Riverdale American Legion Post 28 for the rugby team field expenses. Being $1,000 Mr. Cole's account and $1,000 Mrs. Deaver's. Questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay. The last request is the Delaware Police Chiefs Council. They're requesting $500 to help send the local police coordinator to the International Association of Chiefs of Police Training Conference. The Delaware Police Chiefs Council is assisting local police departments in meeting professional policing standards to qualify for state accreditation. Last grant received was $500, which was $100 from each council member.
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? We grant $500 to the Delaware Police Chiefs Council for meeting expenses, being $100 for each council member account. We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Mr. Moore, proposed zoning ordinance introduction?
Yes, Mr. President. There's one, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a C1 general commercial district to a MR medium density residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, containing 0.9 acre more or less, and it's in Mr. Arlett's district.
I will introduce it.
Mr. Arlett introduces it. Council member comments. Any comments from council?
I was listening to our favorite radio station, and they're talking about tonight being a police, when the police sponsor a special night, we have to do with lights. You're not familiar with that?
I know some local departments have what they call a national night out.
Right. I don't
call the same night or not.
I heard from Dan Gaffney on radio. Okay. That is tonight.
Okay.
So he talked about police for a long time. Yeah.
Any more comments from council?
Yes, Mr. President.
Mr. Arlett.
If I may. Two things. Number one is, I forgot to mention last time, but about 2 weeks ago, I had the third full day of having the opportunity to go around and visit our paramedics and get more educated with the paramedics and that public safety that we provide here. So I just wanted to share that. It's been a good experience. I've got one more full day, I think, with that department before I move on to the engineering department. I just want to come go on public record with that. Number two is I would like to publicly welcome all the World Series participants to our county this week. It's a big week. We have international kids from around this country, and it is free to the public, and I hope the public gets out there and enjoys this. I think it's an amazing thing that we have here in this county, and the exposure. And six games will be televised on ESPN, and I think it's just a great thing here for Sussex County. So I just want to welcome them publicly.
Thank you, sir. Any comments from council? Anything else?
Mr. Rob also got to pitch out the first ball.
That is true.
I'm telling you.
That is true.
Well, I wasn't going to bring that up, Sam, because I think the pitch could have been a little better.
Well, he didn't. Actually, he got mixed up. He thought this playing golf.
As it rolled across the plate, that wouldn't be quite a good pitch. But that's a whatever. That's
okay. Give him an A anyway.
Any more council comments? Hearing none, entertain a motion to go into recess until 1:30 public hearings.
You got it.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Harlan.
Definitely second.
Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. We're now in recess to 1:30 public hearings.